For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Man, I pray you're getting up and you're getting excited about your day. Excited that you've been given another day. I say this all the time, but boy, it bears repeating. New mercies today, new beginnings, a fresh start. God allowed breath to be in your lungs once again. Man, just don't ever take it for granted. You wake up and you say, good morning, Lord. Thank you for today. Thank you that I have new mercies. The slate is clean. Come, kingdom, come. Thy will be done today. What's on the agenda for today, God? That's how you begin your days, my friends. What's on the agenda today, God? Not, oh God, here's my agenda. Please bless it. Switch it around. You know, it may take some time. It's okay. God's so willing to work with you because he has the foreordained plan for every day that you live. All thy days were written before I was even born, David said in the Psalms. So you can wake up every morning fresh and new and say, good morning, God. What's on the agenda for today? And I'll tell you what, you put God first in all you do and he'll start downloading. He really will. He'll download his plan for even the most minute things. That's what I love. There will be times where I'll be in my car and I'll get a download of a thought or an idea or of a person on my heart. And man, it will start really revolutionizing that entire morning or that entire day. And it's because God was able to, thank you, Jesus, I've learned my lessons, able to have my time and attention. He was able to download what needed to be done that day. And my day was directed accordingly. And things got accomplished. But anyway, we're talking about trusting God all this week again. We were out of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I said some of this last week as well. You need to really get some of this in your heart. Trusting in the Lord with all of your heart, not leaning to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledging him, putting him first, and he will direct your steps. He will make the crooked places straight. Trust has certain identifying characteristics. Trust doesn't get upset. Because if it's really in God, it has entered the rest of God. That's a big clue, my brethren. God is not the author of confusion. When you're starting to get confused, starting to get a little panicky, you know, it's like, oh, wait, God, I don't know. And anxiety starts to come. Something's wrong. Right there, you've left that supernatural rest that is a characteristic of trust. That should be a clue. Go back to the drawing table. Go back to the drawing board with God. Something's wrong. I'm not trusting. Actually, you know what that means? You're trusting in flesh. You know what I mean? You're starting to take it upon yourself in the form of worry. And this is wrong. One of the characteristics of trust, it's not getting upset and full of anxiety because it's trusting in God. It's entered God's rest. Trust is not confused. It's not leaning on its own understanding. Boy, that's powerful. Trust doesn't indulge in the carnal reasonings of the mind. It's letting God be God. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.